Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight brought temperatures down to refreshingly cool levels, and that's where we stand early this morning with many locations starting off in the 40s and lower 50s. With the sun getting higher in the sky already, a quick turnaround anticipated, and readings will climb back through the 50s and 60s and into the 70s this afternoon, with highs in some places touching the 80-degree mark. With that high pressure center in control all day long, it will be dry with brilliant sunshine for a while, though some high thin clouds will start to move in later in the afternoon and the humidity will stay low. A storm system pivoting out of the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes and into our region will affect the weather for the weekend. Clouds will gradually increase and thicken tonight, with temperatures back into the 50s to around 60. A couple of scattered showers are possible in the western Catskills and Mohawk Valley before the sun comes up. During the day on Saturday, cloudy skies across interior New York and New England, keeping the temperatures on the cooler side with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. We will see occasional showers pass through from time to time as a warm front approaches from the south, perhaps even a burst of rain or a rumble of thunder. A bit of a break in the action, but mainly cloudy with areas of fog overnight Saturday night, and mostly cloudy skies for the day on Sunday, still the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll be more humid on Sunday with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. This system will advance and pass through the region on Sunday night and leave us with just a leftover shower and some clouds on Monday in the early morning period, then increasing sunshine for the rest of the day Monday, breezy and cooler with lower humidity, highs back into the mid-70s. With high pressure back in control, a couple of dry days into the middle of next week with lots of sunshine Tuesday and Wednesday, and highs in the lower to mid-80s. The next chance of thunderstorms will arrive on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front stretching from the mid-Atlantic coast to the southern plains will continue to pose a threat for thunderstorms and flash flooding over the next couple of days. South of the front, anomalously high moisture values will support diurnally driven thunderstorms, and some of the storms will have the ability to produce strong to locally severe weather in addition to heavy downpours with flash flooding. Another significant threat for flash flooding is in South Texas as we head through the end of the week. Meanwhile, isolated scattered strong to severe thunderstorms containing damaging winds and large hail will be possible from the southern plains to the mid-south and mid-Atlantic region through tomorrow. Over the west, critical fire weather conditions and very hot temperatures are expected over the Four Corners region and into California. Excessive heat watches and warnings have been posted for portions of the Sacramento Valley into the southwest in anticipation of high temperatures ranging between 100 and 120 degrees. At Mount Washington early this morning, 90 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 41 degrees. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 42. In Albany this morning, mostly sunny skies and 51 degrees, the dew point 44, 77% relative humidity, a north wind at 3, and the barometer at 30.10 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy in the lower 70s, Boston sunny, lower 70s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low 54, the average temperature 67, that's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, still 1.58 inches for the month, which is 1.12 inches below normal, and 15.92 inches for the year, which is 1.56 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59, the record high, 95, set in 1954, and the record low, 37, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks in central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with low humidity and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with low humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. increasing clouds with a few scattered showers tonight, lows near 60. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondack, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the upper 70s. Cloudy with scattered showers tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny with low humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Increasing clouds with a few scattered showers tonight, lows near 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny with low humidity today and highs right around 80. Increasing clouds tonight with lows around 60. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy and cooler with occasional showers, perhaps a thunderstorm near 70. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms Sunday, more humid, upper 70s to around 80. A morning shower Monday, then increasing sunshine, breezy and cooler. Humidity comes back down, mid-70s. Sunny, 80 Tuesday, sunshine giving way to some clouds Wednesday, 85. And partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, still in the 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.